God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Once again, my friends, into the breach. Once again, in the saucer pod, hovering in the darkness before the dawn. We have been hovering there forever so long. Luckily, we have the luminous intelligence laser that is a standard accessory for our particular model of saucer pod. We don't have to possess the luminous intelligence ourselves. We just have to have access to it. It's like a lot of things. You might by hook or crook or karma possess some power or ability, but yet lack the capacity to control it so that it doesn't act as a detriment. It could go either way, and history is littered with the evidence of people who possessed abilities that they eventually found they could not control. The better way is to have a working association with someone who does know how to control and employ something and consistently appears when you need it activated. I suppose I'm halfway bright, and I do garner a certain amount of affection, but I'm not the most stable and balanced among us. Generally, people like myself are accompanied by certain liabilities and limitations. It comes with the territory. And depending on our ability to survive the tests we encounter, we find a greater harmony and balance further up the road. And this is all the way it is to test our sincerity and determination. Rarely does one who is chosen for testing and tempering also enjoy an easy and unhassled existence. Those in possession of a steady and seldom shaken course are very often not risk takers, and those who will not risk at all seldom acquire it all. Those who do not live through extended periods of want and isolation from the common herd seldom find themselves outside the grazing fields of the common herd. It is seldom seen that one finds a lawyer who steps out of the parameters of their profession in search of the supernatural, the ineffable. They place no value or verification on the supernatural because they are generally temporal materialists. Seldom does one see lifelong political types, business enthusiasts, or pole dancers who suddenly step out of what they've been into and then into the study of higher mysteries. Often those of us who survive long enough to get to where something like this radio broadcast becomes a routine of had to walk up and down a whole lot of bad highway to get there. All too often, we didn't know if we were headed in the right direction or the wrong direction. But it turns out direction is determined by intention. One no longer has to be confused about where they're headed, only what the direction of their heart and mind is. That makes all kinds of sense to me. Appearances are a lie, but the mind seizes on what appears in front of it. Even when we know appearances are a lie, they are what is in front of us, and the mind is too easily swayed by what it can see over what it cannot see. It takes a constant state of focus and training to overcome this. But if you don't give up, you cannot fail. This has been and always will be true. I realize now that various things I presumed to be true once were not actually true. They just kind of got labeled as being true, but following experiences proved them to be otherwise. Having discovered this in recent times, I've been able to put myself in a more protected state of existence. I'm no longer, at least from what I can tell at the moment, being manipulated to operate against my own best interests. It continues to amaze me at how little I actually know concerning anything. I realize now that is why I have been hearing "rely on me" for so long. If I stop making judgments and leave that to the one I rely upon, then all of the judgments will be accurate. If I surrender everything I think I know and rely on what I rely on to be the principal knower, then I will know what I need to know when I need to know it. We hear things like, go with the flow. But which flow? There's more than one. We also hear about things like surrender to the one. Easy words to say, hard words to live by. It could well be that one of the main reasons life makes us feel like a punch-drunk fighter is to bring us to the point where surrender is possible. We are so resistant to coming into union with the one force. For the most part, we are unaware of that. There's plenty of resistance in us below the threshold of consciousness. And much of this is karmic. More than ever before, I find myself, watching everything I think and say and do. It has finally become clear to me that this is key to everything I am after. I ask myself, why has this intensity not been with me all along? What I hear is that some part of it has been, but that it's presently, the action it's presently in was not scheduled to come around until now. This is an important facet of a life. Should your life be dedicated to the upward path? Certain things only happen in certain stages, what one might say. If you've been steadfast all along from the beginning, perhaps you would have had more conferred on you earlier. This implies that much of what we reflect upon as bad decisions and wrong turnings were choices we made. It is also entirely possible that the ineffable has made it impossible for you or us or any not to make the wrong turn. This is why the Lord's Prayer has that line in it that states, lead us not into temptation. Our lives are like movies, and all kinds of things can happen for the purpose of demonstration and education. It is impossible to know about the cost of sin without committing sin. One can find a lot of illumination by reading about the lives of St. Augustine and others. It can be disheartening when you have struggled for years to get somewhere, only to find that you don't seem to be much further along than when you started, with a knapsack full of memories that you also didn't have when you started out. It can be intimidating and a real faith killer, but it is a certainty that you can turn a corner one day at any time and have everything change dramatically in an instant. Few know where they are at any given time. They can only see a short way back from where they have come and not far at all ahead. Our minds are full of assumptions and presumptions. Our minds are our greatest enemy, and potentially our best friend. Until we can empty our minds of all thought, we cannot come into communication with the ineffable, that still small voice that tells us the unvarnished truth. And in consonance with what I just said here, as Lord Krishna put it, success is speedy for the energetic. It used to be in times past that I would hear that voice only rarely, unless I was on psychedelics. It was only in the last decade that it has become an everyday thing, and also a period where I can have an interactive conversation, just as if I were talking to another person. I've hungered for God all my life. Possibly it was because of how terrible my life was at so many points, but I feel pretty strongly that that is not the case, because there is often such an upswelling of love in my heart spontaneously without any reason, and always has been, even well back. I figure all of the suffering was ordained, and the most recent bout of it a signal of the end of it, or so I've been told. Each of us has a programmed existence which can provide various routes. There's always the element of free will, and that shows itself in the way we react to what happens to us. Whether we learn from our experiences or simply look for a new angle around whatever we ran into before. The mind is cunning and the mind is a schemer. You can think of the mind as being very much like a monkey, and the state of the general mind at any particular time has a lot to do with the degree of materialism that is operative in that time. One would not be far wrong in calling the mind the devil. But it most certainly is in some cases. I don't think there will be much argument to the contrary about that. We merely have to look at any number of politicians, military, industrial complex, cretins, and, well, my God, the list is long. In arcane teachings, in the tenets of ageless wisdom, you hear about regenerated innocence. In scriptural teachings, you hear about the renewal of the mind. This is a promised reality for those who stick to the path in as much as they can. Don't be discouraged at how many times you've been knocked off the path or how many times you've failed at something. I speak from experience when I say it can happen many times. You have to get up, dust yourself off, and head right back on your way. An important thing to remember, and this is very important, is to not carry hard feelings along with you over what you've experienced at other people's hands. Be forgiving. Doesn't matter what other people think about you. That's their problem. You cannot control what other people think about you. But you can control what you think about them. It's very important not to carry resentments around with you. You have to let them go as immediately as possible and never give them another thought. Once you can do this, your way will become much lighter. Any amount of animosity that you carry along with you will severely hinder your progress. If God forgives you, how can you not forgive others? We have to emulate God and yearn to be like God. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. We will never become like God Almighty, but we can become a microcosmic mirror image, not by anything we do under our own power, but as a result of what gets done to and through us by the angel whose task this is. If you're not being counseled by angels, you're likely being counseled by demons. Some think they are in communication with beings from other dimensions, and some think they are in communication with denizens of highly evolved species from other planets and star systems. I don't know anything about that. I've run into some amount of it, but none of it turned out to be a significant influence so far. As soon as we awaken, we need to reach out. I mean, in the morning, we need to reach out for the ineffable and ask for guidance. If you can't meditate in the morning, you can lay right where you are in the corpse pose and do this. Reach out for the ineffable. Take stock of yourself. And as often as you can remember through the day, you need to remind yourself that you are heading toward the ineffable. And we need to take a moment, many moments, as many moments as possible, whenever we can find a moment, and reflect on what we've been through in our day. And at the end of the day, we have to lay our head back on our pillow and have a critical assessment of how our day went. It will be a rare day indeed when we can't find areas in need of improvement. Well, that's all I feel capable of saying today. The well all of a sudden ran dry. Remind yourself that every moment is critical. You don't know when the hour will come. Seek to immerse yourself in the ineffable, which you accomplish by continuously focusing upon it. And I'll see you next week if there is one. May angels protect and guide you on your way. That said, Om Amitabha, Hare Krishna, greetings Lord Ganesha, much love Lady Tara, La ilaha il Allahu, hail Lord Jesus Christ, carry on Baha'u'llah, aloha and adieu.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.